Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you were listening at the end of the last hour to this live Tuesday, the 4th of October, 2005 edition, you would have heard me right. I have the Sun here in front of me on New England. I also have a Reuters article. Yes, a little French island where the Richie Riches come to go shark fishing. Nothing like live bait. You and I, when we go fishing, buy minnows and they swim around. Imagine taking a Labrador Retriever, 50-pound adolescent puppy, and because they can swim for hours. They're tough little dogs. They're water dogs. And putting two big hooks through its nose, through its snout, through its cartilage, and throwing the dog overboard and dragging it around in the water with chum, terrorizing it. Guaranteed, folks, they find out who's doing this. It's pretty popular, according to the reports. They're going to be Satanists in their off time. And but again, that's the globalist CS, is those little dogs. I mean, how can somebody... I just love dogs. I mean, how can you switch off the shepherding mechanism you have for your dog? I mean, you know, cause they're just sweet. They love you. They're good. They're nice. They're friendly. I mean, I'd like to get a hold of the people that are putting big shark hooks through their snouts and letting those big sharks hit that dog. And it's just pure scum. Pure, absolute scum. And I don't want to rant and rave about all this today. I'll read the article later. But, again, you and I can't imagine that, but that goes on. We can't imagine mobile death vans, 25 of them in one city alone, 24, excuse me, just roving around grabbing political dissidents. There's 1.5 billion people in China, folks, so they need that many vans. Just one big city, driving around murdering people, hanging them up, putting their skin in one bucket, hearts and livers and kidneys in little frozen cases, mailing them out. And they just keep them in the little jails till the appointed time when the rich person flies in to get their liver or get their kidney, and then they just go get them. For some reason, they don't even kill them in the jails. They just take them right out, and they've got the surgeons ready in a little van. They gut them and haul them up and do it all. Well, let's give the government our guns. Let's trust the government. Everything's fine. Everything's good. Let's just submit to them. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Welcome.
Alex, I'm sort of glad that you did the shark story because one thing and one thing only. We're next in that food chain. And if you think that they'll stop there, you're wrong. Like you said, they have no feelings, compunctions, morals, anything. So don't confuse morality with them.
Imagine those lab puppies, you know, sticking their tongues out, trying to be sweet. You know, scooting around on their hind ends, begging, and they just grab them and put a big old hook in them. Yeah.
Anyway, I did some fact-checking this morning, and for all you people who think you're such a good person that you pay your taxes and all that, I'll tell you what the state thinks of you, at least our state, my state. You're paying your taxes. You maybe make $40,000 a year. You pay $5,000 to the state. The state looks at you as $5,000. That's all they see you as. And if they put you in a federal prison, they get paid $40,000 off the top. You just became 8 times more valuable to the state of Wisconsin.
And the government, the feds, this is money they took from us to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
These are federal bounties.
Now, think about this. You know how much money you'd have to make to pay in state taxes in order to give them the $40,000? You'd have to make $471,000. I ran the numbers. It's like, wow, I don't know anybody who makes that much. So all you people who think that you're so great, you know, you aren't nothing to the state. You know, they'll just, you know, stick you in prison and say money.
No, you're absolutely right. The point you bring up is so salient. Anything else?
Yeah, I was going to
Well, you know, stay there. I got a guest coming up for 20 minutes. If you want to hold that long, I'll go back to you because you're making good points. Or you can say bye con Dios. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
There
word is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to talk about Lord Bush's ultra-socialist big government pimp that he wants to put in as the new Supreme Court minion. I mean, this lady is basically a Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and so the liberals are now hailing Lord Bush. You should have been hailing him the whole time. Doubling in size of government, gun-grabbing, open borders. I'm telling the Democrats, if you believe in your screwed-up philosophy, then you should love George Bush. I mean, you should love his dirty Supreme Court saying we don't own our private property. All right, Joe and John and, of course, Daniel and Zeke and Art and everybody, we're going to get to your calls coming up in about 20 minutes or so. The next 20 minutes, though, we're going to have a very important guest on who's really doing some important work. We cannot forget about New London, Connecticut, which, in the words of my guest, won the publicity lottery, but they won it because that was the Supreme Court ruling of a few months ago. But what's been hidden in the mainstream news is that not only are they saying any private land barons can come pay off city councils or county councils or county courts to steal your property, just compensation is not given. On average, they offer about 25% of what the tax rolls say. Of course, market value could be 50% more. Best price or the best use could be three times that. I mean, when they force some old lady to sell for a highway or for a shopping mall, sometimes a house that's really worth $200,000, she might get $1 million. And I think that's good. Because this eminent domain is dangerous enough. About 3 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled in a case up by Reno and the big lake up there, that they could take people's property, the government could, without just compensation. How's that sound to you? And now the New London Board, which of course is totally corrupt and all these conflicts of interest, they're moving to charge people rent who've been fighting them for 5 years. Now imagine, they just hang a notice on your door saying, your house is condemned, so now we're not going to pay you the value of the house, now we're going to pay you for the lot. But you got to keep paying property taxes or we're going to take it at full value, and we're going to charge your rent. So that's the big dirty secret, the revving bulldozers, the threats. I mean, literally, they've been under siege in this middle-class area. And now, all over Texas, they're announcing they're going to start land-grabbing. The supposed bills to restrict it really do nothing. The stuff in Congress is a whitewash. You know, the people that come to, quote, save us are really giving us a whitewash. Here's your free country, folks, where the supposed socialist Chavez down in Venezuela is giving people the deeds to land that was stolen from the people 50, 60 years ago. He's giving it back to people with deeds. So a socialist does that, and then, supposed socialist, and then in America, this is happening. And to fill us in on all the latest developments is Doug Swartz. Here's a quote from Doug in the paper. I think she said more than any of us could have said by not speaking. The event organizer and a member of the Coalition to Save the Fort Tumble Neighborhood, he was one of several speakers who touted the bravery of the woman who was arrested for just walking into the city council and berated the city for trying to snatch private property for commercial use. The event began with Dan Gross, a New London resident who wrote a song titled Shame, Shame, Eminent Domain, asking Fort Tumble residents to step up to the microphone. None came to the microphone when asked, but two residents, including Richard Breyer, who owns the 4149 Gossett Street, attended the event. So let's go ahead and go to our guest, Doug Swartz. Doug, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
I tell you, I may have to move to Russia so I can own some private property.
Well, you know about the free staters. They're all trying to move up to New Hampshire as the last bastion of freedom. Your listeners all are familiar with the Lauren Canario story now?
I don't think they are fully. Why don't you give us the...
Let me start at the beginning. She's they're just libertarians, completely harmless, the free staters, and they voted to select New Hampshire as the place to try to move a whole bunch of them into.
Yeah, they did that 2 years ago.
Yeah, you know, and Lauren was interested in this case, and she stopped out to visit this summer. I guess it was early August, and then she... you know, she wanted to see for herself, get in on the ground.
And by the way, they always turn it around. It's like an Air Force or an Army colonel goes public that the government was protecting Muhammad Atta. But now the nightly news is about $63 in cell phone bills that he might have cheated on, you know, as a colonel. They're going, how dare her come in from outside? So the council's saying she doesn't have any rights. That's even more honorable that she would move there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Move there to fight. I mean, that's like in the Revolutionary War, people walking 200 miles to fight the British.
Yeah, one of our city councils, and by the way, you mentioned our corrupt city council. We have some of the best politicians money can buy here. Said that
I'm going to shut up. Tell us the whole story. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you can't shut up, but that's okay.
Well, I'm mad about this.
Yeah, but I mean, he said that what she was doing is a disgrace, and he wasn't going to be bullied or pushed around by anybody from Las Vegas. Well, she lives here now. She liked it so she was so enthused about it that she moved here, which is great. I mean, we've been fighting this since 1998. So any help we can get is welcome.
Well, they're saying she doesn't have rights. I mean, I've read the quotes on air. They're saying, well, she doesn't really have any rights because she just moved here. We all have rights. If I'm in California on vacation, I've got my constitution.
Well, no, it's accurate. I'll get to the rights they just trashed to her. She doesn't have any rights right now. And she's back in court today. We'll see what happens if they finally release her for nothing, basically. This is like a Seinfeld episode. You know, that was about nothing. This is about nothing. What she did, she went to city council meeting on September 19th, which is 2 weeks ago yesterday. And they pulled this squirrely deal where they suddenly declared the fire escape condemned. So they limited the room to 49 people. Now, in the city, municipal employees unions have been showing up in recent months to fight for their budget. They've packed the place. But on the night we were going to go into it with the eminent domain and all that, 49 people. So people,
now look at that. They use condemnation right there.
Oh,
these
yeah,
these guys are nuts.
Well, the city hall's blighted. It's got to go. So there's a lot of yelling and screaming. I happen to be inside the council at the time, and that counselor who was quoted as saying she's a disgrace, he comes in and starts harumphing about how they're up for re-election in November. How one of the challenging candidates, and this happens to be one of the people who had his home seized by eminent domain, so he's running for office now. Two people, actually, who had their home seized are running for office on the city council this year. And he starts harumphing about how one of the candidates is out in the hallway trying to incite a riot, encouraging people to attack the police, and, you know, the police are there to protect us. And
that's criminal. That's fire in a theater, and that's slander.
Yeah, well, it was slander because actually he was trying to defuse the situation, and the counselor was forced to retract those comments.
I need to sue that bastard.
Oh, yeah, but his name is Robert Perro, if your friends want to send him email, your listeners. So Lauren got so upset that she sat down on the floor. You know, they wouldn't let her in. They wouldn't allow her to use her First Amendment right to ask for a redress of grievances, so she just sat down on the floor. And that's the last thing she's done. She has refused to cooperate with the courts. She hasn't been fingerprinted. She hasn't participated in her prosecution. She hasn't said anything. So in this morning's paper, yesterday a reporter finally got in to talk to her. We picketed the prison over a week ago, and they got so nervous with 10 people showed up with signs out in front, they shut down visitation for the whole rest of the day for all the other prisoners. So people got mad at us, but, you know, it was much ado about.
Yeah, you got to love that. When the police state thugs abuse people, the sheep go, "You should be nice to the Nazis. You should line up nicely and go into the gas chambers. What are you doing? Don't complain. Thank you, officer. Thank you."
But get this. So here's what the reporter reports in this morning's statement. You know what they did to her for just remaining silent? This is such a threat to them. They put her in a solitary psychiatric cell.
Of course you're mentally ill.
Oh, yeah. No books, no TV, no radio, pens, paper, nothing. No contact with the outside world. This is the first she got.
Sir, let me, in most areas, they will have her in a restraining chair soon, which is torture.
When they took her in the court, she refused to, and the picture was in the paper, she refused to walk, you know, so they had her shackled. This is for nonviolent civil disobedience. Shackled, hand and foot, and in a wheelchair.
Well, let me tell you, they put you in a restraining chair and jack it up where you can't breathe, and you're literally like Christ suffocating, and that's how they like to torture you. You better watch it. They may, if this keeps dragging on, they may use that on her, but go ahead.
Well, hopefully they'll let her out today because it's become an embarrassment.
Well, they like to torture people, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is straight Gandhian civil disobedience tactics. If they're trying to be stupid, you just help them, you know? But let me get the quote for you in the paper today. There's a couple of quotes from her in the paper. Quote, "The Supreme Court made a wrong ruling, and they need to know it was wrong. The government is there to protect our property rights." And she said that she's going to stay in there as long as she needs to make her point. And that's the key thing, and she's making her point very eloquently with her silence.
Well, she's done nothing wrong.
Yeah, and look what they've done to her. First of all, she has a right to a speedy trial. Second of all, right not to have excessive bail. Okay, a bail started out at $5,000, which was steep to begin with, but one judge got so torqued her that he doubled it up to he or she, we're not sure who did it, up to $10,000. She has a right to remain silent in the Fifth Amendment. She has a right to address the city council for redress of grievances. She has a right to due process in the Fifth Amendment, which is trash. The people she's trying to defend under the Fifth Amendment have a right to private property. I mean, they've just shredded a good chunk of the Bill of Rights, and and that's why the American people had such a visceral reaction to the Kelo decision, because property rights is the cornerstone to the Bill of Rights.
Well, if 99% of Americans in a CNN poll are against the ruling, how are these creatures going to stay in office?
Well, let me tell you about that.
Are there special electronic voting machines? Were those just put in?
No, but back in 2000...
Well, stay there. We got a break, sir. I'm sure they're moving very quickly to put the special machines in, and then it won't matter. They'll claim that you're voting for hell on earth.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Welcome back, folks. Our final segment with our guest. We're going to take your calls and cover news coming up in the next segment. We're talking to Doug Schwartz. Doug, please continue. This lady's been in there now. This is her 15th day. Tomorrow will be 16 days, and she was in court today. What happened when she was in court?
Well, we haven't found that out yet, but we'll find out tomorrow, but or tonight if she gets out. But and this isn't about Lauren. It's not about Suzette Kilo, the lead plaintiff. And this, I started to say, this is why the American people have reacted so violently to the Kelo decision, because that's the cornerstone of the Bill of Rights, property rights.
But notice, the same people that will violate that are violating all our other rights.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. This is, Lawrence case has really underscored that. And we're in trouble. Big trouble if the Kelo decision is allowed to stand. It's not going to be allowed to stand eventually. And I'm pretty optimistic that this is a turning point and people are starting to take back their government.
Well, I was talking to you off air earlier, Doug.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going on. They've been stealing property and not even giving people just compensation for a long time.
Oh, many decades. And it's got to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people across the country. And the thing is, everybody knows, Alex, that it's crooked. It's somebody who's wired, greasing some politician. And that's what it is every single time. And they're just trying to get property on the cheap.
It's simple. They go pay off their buddy, in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he goes around stealing property for him.
Oh, yeah. And that happened in New London. We know who took the bribes on this one. But the U.S. Supreme Court, they don't want to hear anything about that. They've got their, it's really a communist agenda. And they're pushing forward with it.
Well, it's simple. I would even call it fascistic. You got the Supreme Court following along with the corporate edicts. They want private property. I mean, literally, it's the land barons get to steal property.
Well, yeah, and in this case, the corporate entity is Pfizer. Pfizer's one of the top 10 largest companies in the world. I'm not sure what it is, but it's the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world. And they announced in February, the first week in February of 1998, that they were coming into the neighborhood. And they got a sweetheart deal, let me tell you. Well, about a week and a half before they announced, the first notices started going out from the real estate agents threatening eminent domain. So do the math, I mean, they're not kidding anybody. And in fact,
those that don't know, Pfizer, Walmart, all of them, they end up getting a system where they pay no tax, because, again, they give money to the politicians.
Oh, they've got everybody bought up on the East Coast. I mean, all our congressmen, senators, legislators, the whole bit. It's disgusting.
Why don't we just start making them gods? Like put actual gold crowns on their heads, and we could kneel before them. And
but anyhow, you'll enjoy this part. Back in 2000, the city council voted 6-1 to use eminent domain, and we went after those six in the next election. The guy who voted against it was easily reelected, and only two of them made it through the next election. And we're going after their successors. Those two are still there, but we're going after them again in November.
If you've got now your people in, why can't you reverse what's already started?
Well, the people that snuck in back in the 2000 election the 2000
they gave up their authority to a private crime syndicate, the New London Development Corporation.
Well, they were wolves in sheep's clothing. They were spies. They were pretending to be anti.
Yeah, that's how it works. We're talking about billions of bucks here.
Oh yeah, and there's too much money at stake. But this time we've got people who are running who actually had their home seized, so you don't have to worry which side they're on. But we called our city council here the 2-year Taliban because they're up for every other year. But we've got to make politicians' lives miserable across the country. I mean, in Hartford, we're going up to Hartford, our state capital, Thursday because they're having legislative hearings on their proposed eminent domain reform. And this is a Democrat-controlled legislature. And let me tell you, they're actually trying to expand the use of eminent domain. That's how slimy these guys are. And they're trying to codify what they did in New London. And what they did in New London, according to the Supreme Court, was a carefully considered plan and went through all the hurdles and the approvals and the public hearings and the meetings and the investigations. Well, it didn't. It was a steamroller job, completely run out of Hartford. Our governor at the time, John Rowland, is in prison right now. His chief of staff who ran this whole operation out of Hartford, he goes on trial for fraud on federal trial later on this fall.
Again, it's simple. Criminals get into government. They take over. It's called tyranny. Doug Schwartz, is there a website that you'd like to give out?
Not right now, but we can get in touch with you in the future, maybe.
Well, we want to support you, and we want to get this poor lady out of jail, so if they keep her or start abusing her more, be sure and give us a call.
You got it, Alex. Thank you for having me.
No, thanks for all you're doing, Doug. Take care, Mr. Schwartz.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Joe, John, many others. We're going to hear your calls here in just a few minutes, and then I'm going to run through a bunch of news well into the third hour, and then we'll continue with more calls. We're going to have Jim Shepherd up here for a few minutes, the owner of New Millennium Concepts, our big sponsor, Made in America, Black Berkey Water Filter Systems, because it's so important, the toxins, the poisons that are in the water, the admitted toxins and poisons that cause cancer and so many other illnesses and diseases and problems. It's preventable. I mean, clean water is one of the foundation founts, pun intended, of civilization. And you notice, I pitch documentary films, I pitch books and books on tape and materials I've read, I've looked at, I believe in. That's what we have on the shopping cart at InfoWars.com. That's what you can call and get a catalog for, or you can call and order the videos. And, you know, I am not my brother's keeper. I cannot control what the Patriot community does, what other networks do, even some of the stuff people on this network say and do. That's a thing about freedom. There's going to be things you disagree with and things you don't like. But I've made the decision that I am routinely not going to put up with any garbage anymore. And if people aren't seeing clearly, or if it's my view they're not seeing clearly, maybe I'm wrong sometimes, I'm going to talk to them about it. Because life's too short, and I'm going to speak my mind even more in the future, not less. And I got to say it, folks. The government lies perpetually. They suppress real cures and real treatments. They tell you MSG is good. They tell you aspartame is good. They tell you sodium stannous fluoride is good. They tell you mercury is nutritious. They actually say that, folks. It's good for your brain. Of course it's not. There's thousands of studies, literally thousands on that, on fluoride, on mercury, on all of it. Ritalin, Prozac, I mean, birth defects, going psychotic, murdering people, suicide. That's all true. They're bad. But just because they're bad, and just because there's a lot of problems with internal medicine and Western medicine, doesn't mean that all the alternative stuff's any better. You understand that? People who claim they've got an absolute cure for cancer, don't walk, run the other direction. People who claim that they've got a total detox that will absolutely detox you, don't walk, run the other direction. People who claim they've got a magic pyramid that sends off good vibes, don't run, pray for them, and then sprint away. I mean, I've just got to say that. See what happens, and then the media, see, they get to target and point out just the ridiculousness, the anti-Semitism, the racism against blacks, the magic pyramids, the magical creams and pills, all of it. That's the only thing that's holding us back from being totally mainstream. By mainstream, I mean we become the mainstream. We take over. We restore the Constitution. Look, just because the Redcoats were bad didn't mean that George Washington and others didn't have to try to control problems in their own ranks. Stealing of money, corruption, scamming, raping, robbing, all of that. You know, it's the same thing. You cannot trust the Patriot Movement, I'll just tell you up front, because it is unpoliced. You certainly can't trust the government. They're 10 times, 1,000 times more dangerous. But the point is, just because they're bad, doesn't mean everything we do is good. And you know, on another subject, I get everyday emails. This forum is saying that you are bleep, 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 you know, and this, that. And it's total theater, but you better respond to it. Well, I mean, if somebody says that, you know, I am a communist Chinese general, and folks, it's almost that ridiculous, some of the stuff, you know. Well, this person says they were your employee, and they say this. Oh, really? They don't give their name or phone number on this website where they just make all these ridiculous claims, and you want me to respond to that. And stuff's on the net. You can never stop responding to it. Number one, you need to trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan would say. And, you know, I'll see people, they'll just believe the most outlandish, moronic statement, Planet X is going to kill us and suck our blood out, and when it comes by, a million vampires are going to jump on spaceships and fly across and bite our feet off. You know, I mean, it's just vicious, blood-drinking Easter bunnies with 14-inch fangs are going to pop out of the ground. Oh, it's documented. And then I sit up here and talk about all this real stuff every day, day in and day out, and I just don't know if Alex is telling the truth. I just don't know. Well, I heard that, you know, Alex Jones is a blah, blah, blah. So, just number one, folks, get more focused on yourself, being informed, being prepared, being involved, and I don't know, it's just a whole host of issues. And it's because, frankly, folks, I've become more confident, I have become more focused, I have become, and I got a lot more to learn, a lot more to grow, that never stops. You know, that I am just not going to put up with it. Stuff that's bothered me over the past, stuff that's irritating to me, I'm not going to put up with it. And none of us should. Man, life is too short. But I don't want it on my hands. I don't want it on my hands, on my conscience, being any way connected or related to stuff that'll get people killed. I mean, you got stuff going on where, oh, you don't need that treatment. Oh, don't go get treatment. Just come to us. We got a... you know, something that will really fix you up, and then that person dies? No, sir. There isn't even a choice there. All right, something I do support and believe in 110% is water filtration. And most of that is a scam. You know, you go out and pay $100 for a filter, and it doesn't cut out but about half the stuff. And then reverse osmosis knocks out some of the good minerals you need. So you better take a mineral supplement if you're doing that. And I use that for cooking, folks. But I also have bought, I don't know, probably 10 big Berkeys over the years, or more than that. Give them as gifts. I own 3 or 4. And that's what I drink. And it is delicious. And it's made in America. And it's not going to make you live to be as old as Methuselah. and it's not going to make your hair grow back, and it's not going to make you, you know, be able to leap buildings in a single bound. But, man, your body's 70-plus percent water, and most of the poison you drink is in the water. And that's where you're getting a lot of the toxins. You're still going to get it in the food. You know, why do you wash your vegetables? You should put the citrus spray on them to get that layer off of them, that wax layer that holds that poison. That is not good for you. But it's hard to cut all that poison out. Well, you can at least cut out 70-plus percent of it by filtering your water. And I believe in this. This is real. And again, it's not glamorous. It's not fancy. It doesn't have bells and whistles. It doesn't tell you that it's going to, you know, make you a god creature with the Kabbalah. It's not a magic pyramid. It's just the top-of-the-line premier gravity filter made in America that supports this broadcast. And the best discounts you're going to find buying it through this show. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. Jim, you've been holding for 5 minutes. I appreciate it. Jim Shepard, my good friend, I haven't had you on in about a year, and we are dragging the owner of New Millennium Concepts, who's been busier than a one-legged man and you-know-what, the last month with these hurricanes. And what did he do when the hurricanes hit? He slashed prices. He didn't increase them like a bunch of profiteering trash out there. Jim, good to have you on with us.
Always a pleasure to be on your show, Alex.
Sorry you had to hear that rant beforehand. I just had to say it.
Now, pretty much I agree with you on that stuff, Alex. And by the way, I want to tell you, on your new frequency in the PMs, that thing came through like FM radio last night. And if you haven't told your folks about the PM frequency, you need to do that because it's a great frequency.
Yeah, we really appreciate the fine folks. The 100,000-watt premier WWCR dwarfing the other shortwave stations, bar none. And we're going to be on 3210 at night still for another week and a half, but we're simulcasting, and then in a week and a half we won't be on 3210 anymore. First hour, 7.461. And the second and third hours are going to be at 5.765, just mega blowtorches, and I've got to get this posted on InfoWars. Jim, tell us about New Millennium Concepts. You've got the British Berkeys, which are excellent. You also have the American Berkeys that have been tested even better. Tell us about it.
Well, basically, Alex, what the philosophy of our company is that we want to clean up the water. This is a primary issue. It's a primary issue every day.
I don't want your filter. I want a magic pyramid.
Okay. Well, I can probably refer you to somebody.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, with respect to health issues, it's important to clean that water every day. Water is the universal solvent. It's the material. It's the mechanism that God created to clean out the toxins in your body. And if the water is full of toxins, then your immune system is trying to clean up the water and clean up your body, and things begin to break down. More importantly, during crises like we saw with the hurricane, during a situation like that, you have a primary need. It's water. And if you're surrounded by a bunch of water and you can't drink it without getting sick, you've got a real problem. And
water everywhere, not a drop to drink, the albatross.
Yes. And I can tell you from experience that we couldn't get our water filters in there. Once they locked down that disaster area, you couldn't bring stuff in, you couldn't bring stuff out. So whatever folks had with them, that was what they had to use.
And the Big Berkey, British or American, but the American, again, has been tested even better, a new standard. I mean, why didn't the government just bring those in or bring in other filters when you can take swamp water, put it right in the Berkey, can't you, Jim?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did a little bit of math calculations, and 4,000 pounds of Berkeys, 600 of our large systems, they could have delivered via helicopter to the hospitals and to the hotels where people were held up. They could deliver 400 of them around the city. And that would have supplied the 250,000 people with daily water. Instead, the
plan
was...
But that teaches self-sufficiency, so we don't do that. What we do is fly in bottled water.
And the problem was there was not enough assets available to bring people in to distribute the water. And, of course, you probably are aware that before you get anything, you have to register. And they didn't have the personnel to bring that in, and they didn't have the assets to bring in 2 million pounds of bottled water a day and distribute it throughout the city. So So essentially, nothing happened.
And we can't drop water onto your roof because FEMA says you must be registered first, so you're just going to die. Bye-bye. I mean, you know, Jim, I got a two-year food supply. I got gold. I got guns. I got water filters. And it's not because I think the San Andreas fault is going to, you know, break or the whatever the fault is. That's out in California. We've got the Balcones fault line. It's not because I think that's about to erupt any minute. You know, with the old ancient volcanoes around here. It's just that it's what you're supposed to do. Our forefathers did it, and now you're some type of space alien if you do. Jim, give folks the toll-free number, please.
Okay, you can call 888-803-4438. Again, that's 888-803-4438. Or you can order online at BerkeyWater.com. That's B-E-R-K-E-Y water.com. When you order, be sure and mention that you heard about it on Alex's show. And if you do so, then you'll get either a free sport bottle or a free bottle of potassium iodate with the Berkey light system. If you get the system with lights, then you'll get two items, two freebies, whether you want two sport bottles, two potassium iodate, or one of each is your choice.
And by the way, you get all this stuff, and it's less than Indian knockoffs at the hardware store.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you crunch the numbers, we have the most economical water filtration system available. And most, if you basically you calculate the cost per gallon by how much filters cost and how much water they will filter before they need replacement. Most water filtration systems are anywhere between $30 and $1.20 a gallon. And usually the cheaper systems are the higher cost per gallon.
Yeah, they have planned obsolescence built in like light bulbs.
That's right. And when you calculate the cost of our filters, we're literally talking a penny or two a gallon. And so not only do you get the finest purification available with the Black Berkey purification elements, I mean, we strip out pathogenic bacteria, which most water filtration systems do not do, and we bring
it to non-detectable levels.
Well,
also, we always hear about bottled water companies, Jim. They don't control their filtration systems properly, and in the filtration process, it suddenly breaks and dumps all the poison from 100,000 gallons, you know, into 50 bottles of water, and people start dying. Now, you can't trust these big factories that take Houston tap water and then just filter it and ship it all over the country.
Well, the University of Cincinnati did a study, and they found that 75% of bottled waters have a bacteriological count 10 times or greater than what is found in tap water.
You can Google that, folks. I mean, Dannon water killed people. The Coca-Cola water was found with just mega levels of carcinogen in England. I don't have time to go over it all. Just, I know it's not magical, and, you know, and it's not a super cure or something. It's just water, and it's real good. Give them a call, 1-888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Jim, always good having you on with us, and God bless.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet, Jim. I really appreciate you. For 5 years, you can thank those guys you just heard for the shortwave outreach. I mean, I will not have fly-by-night sponsors. I will not have scammers as sponsors. I mean, I turn down advertisers every single day. Every day. I will not touch them with a 10-foot pole. I will touch them all over. Can't keep my hands off their Berkeys. And it's real. Okay? Only real stuff here. When we tell you straight down here in Texas, at least we used to until all the carpetbaggers came down here. Let's go ahead and go to calls. I appreciate folks holding. Joe in Wisconsin called in earlier, but I had a guest that came on. He was making a great point about how the government has bounties. And up in their state, I haven't seen their numbers, but I know it's similar down here. We're the big prison state in Texas. They get around $40,000, $35,000 to $45,000 is the numbers I've seen. He said $40,000 in Wisconsin when you're a prisoner. But the government gets about $5,000 in taxes out of you if you're not. And so they want to go to prisons, and everything is shifting to prisons and surveillance and control. And these private interests then own them. And the feds will then pay. They will pay big money. That's why when the cops come to your house because the neighbors are arguing, nothing's broken, no one hit anybody, still someone goes to jail. Even if you get off, they get around $10,000 federally for that arrest. And again, the feds just want to break the family up. They print the money, so they'll just throw money at it. Joe, finish up your point.
Okay. It's illegal for Wisconsin to have for-profit prisons. They tried to change that law. That got overturned, thank God. What happens is, in your state, it's not illegal to build for-profit prisons. So we are your number one exporter. You get a lot of our prisoners. They projected some number, I think it was 4,070 more inmates.
We have prisoners from foreign countries here.
Yeah, and you get paid for that, too. The number one...
It's all... Listen, when you drive through the beautiful areas of Texas, all you see is prisons and barbed wire fences.
Yep. The number one growth industry is correction. And if... You know, I'm glad you had the previous guest on, not...
They're not just taking our property. They're taking our persons.
Yeah, the eminent domain ties into this, too. If you think that they won't take your house, what makes you think they're not going to come for you? So.
God bless you. Excellent point. Absolutely. But really, we shouldn't talk about eminent domain. Let's talk about magic products and discredit everyone. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
New London, Connecticut. That's the website where you can find out more about it. Oh, the city council room is half open. The seats are literally half open. It's been on national TV. You're not allowed. No one else is allowed in to speak in citizens' communication. It's a fire issue. But wait a minute. The room's half open. Arrest her. Put her in jail. Give her $10,000 bail. Put her in jail for 2 weeks. and counting. It's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're going to take your property. And by the way, the electronic voting machines are going in right now with no record, openly run by the government, and soon we'll really be enslaving you. You'll have nothing you can do to stop us. See, we're down to the 11th hour. We're down to 2 minutes to midnight right now. And it's time to stop playing games. It's time to stop mincing words. It's time to really look in the mirror and have a gut check and realize we're in a whole lot of trouble. A whole lot of trouble coming down. John in Texas. Welcome, John. Thanks for holding patiently.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm calling from Galveston County. I heard Bush's press conference that he had this morning, and it was the usual drivel except for one very important thing. A female reporter asked him about this phony bird flu, of course, and what Bush is planning, these are his words now out of his mouth, what he's planning to do is to get the Congress to give him the authority to declare any region in the country which has an outbreak of bird flu to be a quarantine zone and to use the military to enforce the quarantine.
Yeah, notice how this bird flu comes right on time. Congress is saying no to the indeposit commentatus. That's in the news stack today. In fact, that was coming up in a few minutes. We have all this going on, and I wasn't aware of him saying that, though that's the plan. He signed an executive order about 6 months ago for the quarantines. And again, they can have just a few cases of this, create panic, which a lot of the so-called patriots are out helping and promoting. It's a total fraud, and it's just more of the same bull.
Well, and he wants to use also the government planes, and Paul Harvey also had this on his broadcast today, to spray for any viruses or any bird flu, and of course they're going to be spraying us with toxic chemicals.
No, I heard that. See, now the spraying is going to be public.
Yeah.
Oh, the jets are spraying you, but it's for your safety.
C-130s, which of course can carry a huge amount of this liquid, and they're going to be hosing us down with God only knows what type of toxic chemicals.
And I'm sure it'll be an everyday thing from now on. It's all part of freedom.
You bet. And what
just
they're
all
doing
is magically happening at once. Yes, yes.
And what they're doing, you see, Alex, I had a talk show up in Gillette, Wyoming back in 2003, just before as well as shortly after the war in Iraq broke out. I was fired from my talk show because I refused to worship at the altar of the Republican Party.
Well, Republicans should love this new lady. She makes Hillary Clinton look conservative.
You bet.
Supreme Court.
The whole point is there are people out there who are so stupid. I tell them, look, if you want my advice, if you want to worship, find a good Christian church and worship at its altar. But never, ever worship at the altar of any political party because they're both owned by the Rockefellers and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and all these secret societies.
And what do your dumbed-down neighbors say? Those groups don't exist, right?
Well, I'm an ex-Mason. I was the one who called you on George's program when you were a guest on his program. And it's his telephone screener. Now, George is a wonderful guy, as you know, but his screener, of course, is a ringer. And when I try to call in, and he said, oh, yeah, and he put me on terminal hold, and well over an hour later,
you
I
you want to tell us about the Mason stuff? How high up did you get?
Well, he put four other calls ahead of me on the wild card line, and I know the wild card line is only one line. It doesn't have four different lines on it. And this guy puts other calls ahead of you, and he just leaves you out there to dry. He just leaves you out there to die because he doesn't want your information to get to George.
Well, sir, I mean, we can repeat that every time. You're on the air. Your information could get out right now.
You bet.
I'm going to give you about a minute on the other side, sir. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.